As part of an occasional series, the world is asking U.S. troops in Iraq what they're listening to on their iPods and why. Some soldiers have been on several tours there, and they reflect on how their role has changed since the 2003 invasion. Producer Jake Warga was embedded with the 3rd Infantry Division in Baghdad and brings us the first in our series. You might recognize this. It's Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
I'm James Lockridge.
Caught in a landslide.
It's new to me. This is my first iPod I've ever owned, but I've downloaded a few songs over the past few days.
Open your eyes.
I've got Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
To the skies and sea.
What I really love about this thing is the podcast. So I've got a bunch of programs from NPR, 2 Talk of the Nations, the 7 a.m. News, Car Talk, which I'm still working through, and the last 2, This American Lives.
Little high, little low, any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
It's so different than the last 2 rotations, but yet you're still in Iraq, and it's over so many years, it just seems like it's more of a story now than a song.
Just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead.
The United States Army can go anywhere, at any time, at any place, you know, and face anybody. And I learned that during the first war, and with overwhelming firepower. I would never want to be anybody that had to face the United States. I mean, after OIF-1, I mean, everybody really thought the war was over. I didn't foresee this insurgent campaign coming on, but now we're back. But I think I'm done again. I mean, they got it. Could we stay here another 20 years or more? Absolutely. Do you have violence? Absolutely. Do you have corruption? Absolutely. Can the Iraqis do it on their own? Yes. That's really my prognosis for here. It's time to wrap this thing up, get the elections done, and, you know, head on home and let the Iraqis do it. And they want to do it.
Coming up, news headlines from around the world on PRI, Public Radio International.